请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到腓立比书第三章。
We ask the brothers and sisters to please turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
我们从第七节念到十五节。
Let's read from verse 7 to verse 15.
腓立比书第三章第七节到十五节。
Philippians 3:7-15.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
并且得以在他里面，不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
或者我也得以从死里复活，这
in order that I may attain to the resurrection of the, from the dead.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained it.Or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，像。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑，为要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
圣经我们暂时就读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
感谢主，这一次我们一同在主面前，一同来寻求。
I thank the Lord that there's this opportunity for all of us here to pursue after Him.
要得着他在这些日子里头，让我们要留心的事情
so that we can attain to all the things that he wants us to pay attention to during these days.
在这段日子以来，主一直在我里面放下一个负担。
The past period of time, the Lord has been putting this burden in me.
就是在这样的一个时代的里面，我们整个的追求的目标和方向究竟是在哪里？
Which is in this generation, what is our purpose and goal of our pursuit?
所以主很长久都是把腓立比书这一段话放在我里头。
And for the longest time, the Lord has put this passage from the Philippians in my heart.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们对腓立比书的认识有相当的了解。
I think that all of our brothers and sisters have quite a bit of knowledge about the Philippians.
但是究竟腓立比书圣灵用着保罗写出来的目的在哪里？
But what was the purpose for Paul to have written this book through the Holy Spirit?
或者说腓立比书的那个主题是什么呢？
In other words, what is the theme of the Philippians?
有很多神的儿女们有这样的一个 体会。
Many brothers and sisters, many children of God has this understanding.
那他们以为腓立比书是劝勉神的儿女们要常常喜乐的一卷的交通。
They think that Philippians is a book that encouraged children of God to rejoice always.
因为这里面好多次提到要喜乐，要喜乐。
Because in here it is mentioned many, many times that you have to rejoice and rejoice always.
因此很自然我们就有个感觉腓立比书就乃劝勉神的儿女们要活在喜乐的里头。
So naturally we come to the conclusion that Philippians teaches us to live in the joy.
当然神的儿女必须要活在喜乐的里头。
And of course children of God need to live in joy.
你不活在喜乐的里头，你怎么显明你是神的儿女呢？
If you do not live in joy, how do you manifest that you are children of God?
但是腓立比的弟兄姊妹们，他们的确是有一段时间是非常喜乐的。
And indeed, the brothers in Philippi were rejoicing for a period of time. And in one heart, they worked toward the participation in the gospel. And in one heart, they wanted to manifest the testimony of the Lord. But when Paul wrote them this epistle, there has been some changes in the conditions. They could not rejoice anymore. It seems to them that the joy had disappeared.
弟兄说你说怎么知道呢？
Brother, how do you know this?
怎么不是因为他们常常喜乐，所以保罗就让他们再要喜乐呢？
How do you know that it is not because they rejoiced always, and so Paul told them to rejoice even further?
保罗不是说我再说你们要喜乐。
And because Paul kept saying, finally, rejoice always, rejoice always.
那怎么我们会觉得当时腓立比教会弟兄姊妹们喜乐不起来呢？
How could we feel that the brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi could not rejoice?
我想这是很容易明白的。
I think this can be easily understood.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我是一个很喜乐的人，
Brothers and sisters, if I were a very joyful person,
什么时候你碰到我，你都觉得我是满了喜乐的。
Anytime you encounter me, you think that I'm filled with joy.
你会不会跟我说，王弟兄啊？你要喜乐，你要喜乐。
Would you say to me, Brother Wong, you need to rejoice, you need to rejoice, you need to rejoice?
喜乐是非常要紧的。
Joy is very important.
弟兄说你觉得不需要。
Brothers and sisters, you won't need to say that.
如果你要问我的话，你这个问题应当是另外一个问题。
If you want to ask me a question, you would ask another question.
要问的是什么呢？
What would you ask?
弟兄啊，你那么喜乐，你那个秘诀在哪里啊？
You rejoice so often. What is your secret?
你要问的是问这一个。
That would be your question.
什么时候你跟我说你要喜乐，你要喜乐？
When would you say to me that you have to rejoice and rejoice always?
你每次碰到我，你都是看到我是愁眉苦脸的。
Because you see me and I look like I'm in sorrow.
甚至是带着眼泪呢。
Even I'm in tears.
在这种光景的底下。
Under those conditions,
那你说弟兄啊，你该喜乐啊。
Then you would say, rejoice.
这样就有点意思。
Then there's some meaning to it.
你对一个喜乐的人叫他喜乐，那是没有意思。
If someone is already rejoicing, it is meaningless for you to tell them to rejoice.
那腓立比教会当时的光景就是有这样的一种情况。
And so this is the condition of the church in Philippi at the time.
他们曾经非常的喜乐，非常的满心喜乐地活在主的面前。
Earlier, the church in Philippi were filled with joy, and they were rejoicing before and living before the Lord.
但是那个时候没有。
However, at that time, it was not true.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄说，假如我们留意的话，
If we pay attention,
你看到一件事。
You will see one thing.
第一章你看见他们很同心合意。
In chapter 1, you see that they are in one heart.
你也看到他们很齐心努力。
And you also see that they are very diligent.
但是你看到第四章的时候，你就发觉有点问题了。
However, in chapter 4, you notice some problems.
保罗在那里就提醒两个姊妹。
Paul was encouraging two sisters there.
一个叫做尤阿爹。
One is Yoda.
一个叫做寻斗机。
One is Syntyche.
他就劝勉这两个姊妹要在主里同心。
He encouraged these two sisters to live in harmony in the Lord.
不单是劝勉这两个姊妹。
Not only did he encourage these two sisters.
鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹们 来一同来帮助这两个姊妹。
He also encouraged the brothers and sisters in the church to help these two sisters.
让他们能重新恢复同心合意。
So that they can be revived to be in one.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们从这些话的里面，我们实在觉得有点很不简单的事在那里。
From these words, we can see that something very complicated is happening.
如果腓立比教会只是这两个姊妹发生难处。
If in the church of Philippi, it was only these two sisters that had problems.
腓立比教会大概还不至于失去了喜乐。
Then the church in Philippi would not have lost its joy.
如果我们细细的来留意保罗在这里说到这两个姊妹的时候
If we pay very close attention to these two sisters when Paul mentioned them
你会留意到这两个姊妹不是普通的信主的人
You notice that these two sisters are not ordinary people who believed in the Lord
他们都是有恩赐的服侍主的姊妹
they had gifts and they served the Lord
不单是有恩赐服侍主
Not only did they have gifts and they were serving the Lord,
并且也是保罗的同工。
They were also co-workers of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，能与保罗一同服侍的，一同配搭的，那这两个姊妹，她们也实在是可以说是有恩赐，很明显的。
You see that these two sisters, if they were to co-work with Paul, they had gifts and they were coordinating and serving the Lord with Paul. They are very special.
所以起初他们同心合意来服侍的时候，难怪腓立比教会是满有神的祝福。
When they were serving the Lord in oneness, then the church in Philippi was filled with the blessings of God.
但是等到后来发生难处了。
Later on, there were difficulties.
虽然难处好像是只是这两个姊妹。
Even though the difficulties were only among these two sisters.
我不说的太细了，我只是把可能发生的情形指给弟兄姊妹们看。
I wouldn't go into detail, but I'm just going to tell you some of the possible scenarios.
我们要问的那个问题就是
，The question we ought to ask is，
这两个姊妹为什么从同心到？闹意见。
Why did these two sisters fell from the condition of being in one and then into an argument?
是什么原因让他们失去同心？
What reasons caused them to have lost this oneness?
弟兄姊妹，我想这个不单是他们两个人的事。
I think this is not a matter between the two sisters.
他们所发生的难处的原则也非常普遍的在众教会的里头。
The principle that happened in these two sisters are also applicable in all the churches.
我不巧这样说。
Maybe I should say it this way.
这两个姊妹也许他们有相同的恩赐。
Maybe these two sisters have similar gifts.
也许他们不一定是有相同的恩赐。
And maybe they may not necessarily have identical gifts.
但是不管他们恩赐相同或者不相同。
But regardless of whether their gifts were identical or not.
他们服侍到一个地步的时候。
They served the Lord to a certain extent.
人的自己跑出来了。
That the natural self came out.
这个就是那个难处的根源了。
So this was the source of the difficulty.
为什么人的自己会跑出来呢？
Why would the natural self of the man would come out?
我们读整个腓立比书弟兄姊妹，你看到保罗非常长的突出的一个是什么问题呢？
You read the entire book of Philippians. What was the one single question that Paul pointed out?
是叫我们的心完全的贴在基督的身上。
Which is to have our attitude to be totally attuned to that of Christ.
在第一章的里头，你看见保罗说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So you see that in chapter 1, that whether I'm in death or in life, that Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body.
第二章的里头，你看到保罗又说到，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In chapter 2, you also see that he mentioned that have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
在第三章的里边，你更清楚地看到了。我为他丢弃万事，我要得着基督。
And you also see that in chapter 3, furthermore, he said that I lost all things, I count all things to be lost in view of knowing Christ Jesus.
第四章的里头，你还是看见保罗在那里说，神所有的一切的祝福平安都在基督里来领到你们。
And also in chapter 4, Paul emphasized that all the blessings and peace from God was in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一直在那里说到基督。
You see that Paul kept mentioning Christ.
我们把这一个事实和那两个姊妹的难处摆在一起，我们就看到那个具实际的那个具体的原因来了。
If we put this fact and the difficulty between the two sisters, then we saw the real reason.
就是我们自己的经历也是如此的。
Even our own personal experience is likewise.
什么时候我们的眼睛不看主？
Anytime when our eyes are not fixating on Christ,
我们的自己就跑出来了。
Then our own self would come out.
那么什么时候是主充满着我们？
Anytime when the Lord is, we're filled with the Lord.
自己要活动也没有地位。
Even if we want to move on our own, we cannot do that.
那因此弟兄们，我们就来看看这两个姊妹他们当时的光景。
So we need to see the condition of those two sisters at the time.
虽然圣经里头没有很明确的记载。
Even though the Bible did not have very detailed and clear description.
那是我个人的推测。
This may be my own thinking.
不过我相信这个推测是有点根据。
But I think my thinking has some basis.
正如刚才我提到，因为他们两个人的事也是我们的事。
As I mentioned earlier, what happened between them could also be applicable in us.
比方说两个姊妹都是传福音的恩赐的。
For instance, all those two sisters have a gift in preaching the gospel.
他们服侍主一段时间了。
After they have served the Lord for a period of time.
有啊，得算一算。
Yodia calculated.
接到日子以来，我带了125个人到主面前。
During this period of time, I have led 125 people to the Lord.
神都基呢，他也算一算，在这段时间里边，我带了150个人到主面前。
And Sintichi also calculated and said that in this period of time, I have led 150 people to the Lord.
那这样一算就有点像大卫数点民数的那种心思。
And if you count it like this, it's almost like David numbering his people.
其实服侍主的时候根本就不计较这些个东西。
Because if you're truly serving the Lord, you truly would not think about these things.
只要有人来到主的面前给主得着就喜乐了。
As long as men come to the Lord and are saved, then you should be rejoicing.
但是后来慢慢的看看自己的成绩。
Gradually, you started to look at your own results.
就偷偷地觉得我的恩赐比他大。
And secretly, you feel that my gift is greater than hers.
我的能力比他强。
My power is greater than hers.
那就是这样的一种心思慢慢地跑出来。
It is this mentality that gradually came out.
发展出来的时候，这个就有难处出来了。
As this mentality developed, then difficulties arise.
我不把它说得太细。
I won't go into details.
我就转去了。假如他们是不同的恩赐。
However, if they had different gifts.
一个是传福音。
One had the gift of preaching the gospel.
一个是造就。
One had the gift of building saints up.
那个有造就恩赐的就在那里说。
The one who had the gift of building the saints up would say.
不要老是管着传福音啊。
Don't just concentrate on preaching the gospel.
你总得把他们带到主的面前让他们成长啊。
When you bring them people to the Lord, they have to grow.
你看如果你带了100个人到主面前没有给他们带领。
If you bring 100 people to the Lord, but you did not give them any guidance.
半年不到只剩下两个人。
In half a year, you only have 2 people remaining.
你所有的那个传福音的那个努力啊都落空了。
All your diligence in preaching the gospel would be in vain.
所以你不能老是只是注意传福音，不去带领他们成长。
So you cannot only focus on preaching the gospel and not focus on building them up.
那当然你在那里批评呢另外一个。
Of course, you're criticizing somebody else.
尽管你在私下里批评。
Even if you may be criticizing in secret.
总有一天这种批评的风声会传到另一个人的耳朵里。
Ultimately, your criticism would get into the ears of the other person.
但他听到了这样的批评呢。
When she heard about the criticism.
他的气也冒出来。
And her anger started to arise.
你整天就是管着造就。
All day long, you are only focusing on building the saints up.
我不传福音，没有人带到主面前来，你找谁来造就？
If it were not for me to have preached the gospel and led people to Christ, there would be no one for you to build up. You would be building up the air.
弟兄姊妹，你要说理由都可以有理由。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to reason, there will always be 1,000 reasons.
但是问题就是说，这些理由。带出的结果是什么？
But what does reasoning end up with?
就叫原来同心的同工现在落在一个彼此浅踏的那个光景里。
Which is co-workers who were formerly in one would become the co-workers who step upon one another.
但是问题不停在这里。
But the issue, the problem does not stop here.
如果只是他们两个人的问题，那个问题还不停在这里。
If the difficulty were only between these two people, then the problem is not just that.
因为犹阿爹带来信主的那一批人，他们当然是扶持，是站在犹阿爹的那一边。
Because the people who were brought to the Lord by Iodia were of course standing at her side.
神都基所所帮助的那一批人，他们也很自然的就站在神都基的那一边。
And of course, the people who were led to Christ by Syntyche would also be standing at her side. So because of these two people, you have two groups. So the church would have lost its harmony. More horribly. You come to the table meeting. The Burns sisters on Iodia's side stood up and thanked and praised the Lord.
跟随犹阿爹的人在底下的响应那个阿门呐，声音大的把屋顶都拆掉。
And the Burns sisters were on her side would amen and they were so loud that they would bring the roof down.
另外一边的人呢，一声都不吭。
But then people on the other side would not say a word.
反过来的情形也是一样。
Conversely, it is the same.
只要你是对方的人在那里祷告，我就是不阿门。
As long as you're from the other side, I would not amen your prayers.
弟兄姊妹们，教会落到这样的一种光景。
Brothers and sisters, that the church has fallen to this condition.
你要他喜乐，他怎么能喜乐起来呢？
How could they rejoice, even if you wanted them to rejoice?
你说他们不知道该喜乐吗？
Don't they not know that they have to rejoice?
保罗就是跟他们说喜乐，他们也知道要喜乐。
Even if Paul did not tell them to rejoice, they knew that they need to rejoice.
但是问题里面有一个重担。
However, inside them, there's this heavy burden. However, inside them, there's this bondage.
你怎么喜乐得出来呢？
So how could you rejoice?
弟兄姊妹，当时腓立比教会的难处的确是非常非常的苦恼。
Therefore, the difficulty of the church in Philippi was indeed very, very troublesome.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
那当圣灵感动保罗，领会了腓立比教会的光景。
When the Holy Spirit moved Paul to comprehend the condition of the church in Philippi,
他就用着保罗向教会说话了。
God used Paul to speak to the church.
然后我们留意腓立比书的话，
If we pay attention to
Philippians, 你会看到保罗从好多不同的方面一直把他要交通的事情带到基督的身上。
You notice that Paul approached the many many different issues back to the issue about Christ.
从他个人在神面前的追求，
From his personal pursuit before the Lord.
从主自己的经历，
through to the experience of the Lord himself.
从保罗其他的同工们他们的同心，
to the oneness of the co-workers of Paul.
不管保罗从哪一个方面来提到这些事，
regardless of what aspect that Paul approached,
那个结论就是基督。
The conclusion was Christ.
那当我们的眼睛给带到基督那去的时候，
When our eyes were brought before the Christ,
人和人中间的难处就没有存留的根据。
Difficulties between men would have no foothold.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是大概弟兄姊妹，你了解到腓立比教会当时的光景。
This is the condition of the church in Philippi at the time.
那现在我们特别就用着腓立比书三章这一小段的话来看保罗怎么向腓立比教会交通到基督。
And now we use a small passage from chapter 3 in Philippians to see how Paul fellowshipped on Christ to the Philippians.
明显的是基督与我们的关系。
What is apparent is the relationship between Christ and us.
如果人把基督和我们的关系体会得很清楚的话，
If you can comprehend the relationship between Christ and us very clearly,
人不会让自己出头的。
Men would not let men to rise up.
我不敢说一定没有属灵的难处。
I wouldn't say you would have no spiritual difficulties.
但是最低限度，绝对不会因为要争着出头 而造成教会的难处。
But at a minimum, you wouldn't get into difficulties because you want to get ahead.
那从保罗第三章里边所说的话。
So from the words in chapter 3,
弟兄姊妹很熟悉保罗说到他原来有很多优越的宗教上的条件。
Brothers and sisters are very familiar with all these privileges that Paul had in religion.
而这些很优越的宗教的条件对保罗来说是他的命根。
All these superior qualities that Paul had in religion would be very important to him.
是他非常非常保爱的。
This is something that he treasured most.
他可以放弃其他，就不能放弃这些。
He could give up a lot of other things, but not these.
那这段话我相信是弟兄姊妹们很熟悉的。
I'm sure all the brothers and sisters are very familiar with that
passage. 但是保罗就说出，等到有一天。
But however, Paul said, until that day,
虽然那些条件是很优越。
Even though those things are very superior.
但是他又为得着基督的缘故，他完全把它放弃。
But those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不单是把它放弃。
Not only that.
并且还把这许多宗教上的优越的条件看为阻挡我去得着基督的那些个事物。
He considered those very superior things as a stumbling block for him to gain of Christ.
所以保罗在那里说，我为他丢弃万事，为要得着基督。
So Paul said that I count them loss of all things that I may gain Christ.
那这是保罗所摆出的他追求的事上面他的结论。
So he laid down his conclusion of his pursuit.
但是我们要问的。
But what we need to ask.
不是这个结论。
It's not the conclusion.
因为这个结论我们每一个人都可以夸夸其谈的。
Because we can all talk in great length about this particular conclusion.
我们也可以在那里大声地说，为他我丢弃万事。
We can also say very loudly that for him I would lose all things.
但是这个话不是只是在那里说的。
But this is not just a talk only.
你必须要在那里活的。
You have to live it out.
你如果要把它活出来的话。
If you have to live it out.
你不能凭一个幻想。
You cannot use your own imagination.
你也不能凭一点的情绪。
You cannot use your own emotions.
你必须在主里头有看见。
You have to have the seeing in the Lord.
而那个看见不仅是只是一种领会。
And this seeing is not just a comprehension.
而是成为他的实际的经历。
And this would become a experience in reality.
而是在这样的光景的底下，你才能得出那一个结论的。
It is under those conditions that you could get to that conclusion.
那所以我们来这次来看的时候，就集中在保罗怎么能做出这样的一个结论。
So we want to focus on how Paul got to this conclusion.
而保罗在这里就说到了。
Paul said,
我从前一直是所追求的是律法上的义。
What I have pursued before was righteousness under the law.
但是我追求来追求去，我所得着的就是一个空。
But whatever I pursued, it was in vain.
现在我不再追求律法上的义了。
Now I do not pursue after the righteousness under the law.
而我是追求因信基督从神那里所得的义。
But I now pursue after the righteousness for the belief in Christ Jesus based on faith.
为什么呢？
Why?
当然这个是他的经历。
Of course, that was his experience.
他前半生可以说是完全在律法的里边来纠缠的。
In the first half of his life, he was struggling in the law.
他能够夸口说就律法上的义来说，我是无可指摘的。
He could boast that in terms of righteousness under the law, he's blameless.
当然，这个是只是从人的眼中来看的。
However, this is only from the angle of the eyes of man.
等到有一天，他就承认了。在律法上我一无所得。
One day he confessed that under the law he has gained nothing.
但是我又是得着那个神称我为义的事实。
But then he has gotten the reality that he was justified by God.
我怎么得着的呢？
How did he get it?
因信基督。
Because through faith in Christ.
感谢神。
Thank God.
因着他这样的个经历。
Because of his experience.
他就给我们交通出他怎么去认识基督。
He fellowshiped of how he got to know Christ.
弟兄姊妹你注意第十节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
上头所交通的我不再提他。
Pay attention to verse 10.
我是现在从第十节那里我要看弟兄姊妹来看重保罗 怎么去认识基督。
Starting with verse 10, I want to see how Paul gotten to know Christ.
他认识的基督是怎样的一位基督？
What was the Christ that Paul got to know?
如果我们看中文圣经的话，
If you read the Chinese translation,
你看到有几个认识。
You see that there's a few knowing.
但是英文圣经只有一个 know.
But in English, it's just the word know.
但是却是包含着几件事情。
But it includes several meanings.
中文圣经就把这几件事情分成好像几个认识或者是知道。
The Chinese Bible seem to have categorized them into a few knowings.
从第十节弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
If pay attention in verse 10, the first thing is
使我认识基督。
That I may know him.
使我认识基督。
That I may know him.
那英文是说是他，使我认识他。
In the English, it's that I may know him.
那这个他就是基督。
And this him is Christ.
又是借着上文来的。
Because it's from the context.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗说我认识他。
Paul said, I knew him.
他是谁？
Who is this him?
他是基督。
He was Christ.
基督是什么？
What is Christ?
对不起，这个对保罗来说太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is too important to Paul.
我们常常都说基督。
A lot of times we say Christ.
我们说主耶稣基督。
We say the Lord, Jesus Christ.
那基督究竟是什么？
So what is Christ?
主我们说他是我的主。
We say, oh Lord, he is Lord.
耶稣我们知道他是神的儿子成为人的时候在地上的名字。
So we also know that Jesus is the name that the Son of God has attained when he was on this earth.
但是他又叫做基督。
But then he's also called Christ.
那基督是什么呢？
So what is Christ?
那这里面有很多的事情。
There are many, many aspects.
我没有办法在今天晚上把它全包括起来。
I cannot tell you all of them.
但是我必须要让弟兄姊妹们你很清楚地掌握这个点。
But I need you to grasp this very firmly.
那基督就是神的受膏者。
Christ is the anointed of God.
在旧约就是说是弥赛亚。
In the Old Testament, it is the Messiah.
新约希腊文就叫做基督。
In the New Testament, in Greek, it is Christ.
不管是弥赛亚也好，是基督也好。
Whether it is the Messiah or Christ.
那就是神的受膏者。
That is the anointed of God.
因为我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
在旧约的日子。
In the days of the Old Testament,
我们提到神的受膏者的时候呢，
when we mention the anointed of God,
你看到有三个执事，
you think that there are three ministries.
那三个执事，他们承接之事的时候，都必须要受膏的。
When these three types of people, when they accept the ministries, they have to be anointed.
他们受膏的时候，他们就在那里执行他所有的执事。
When they were anointed, then they execute the ministry that they were entrusted.
但是这三个执事呢？
But for these three ministries,
你在旧约里头从来没有看见是在一个人的身上来显出来的。
But you never saw these three positions of ministries concentrate on one person.
好像神的受膏者是让三种执事把它分开了。
It was as if God had separated his anointed one into three separate ministries or persons.
那因此我们好像对受膏者这个事实没有掌握得非常非常的准确。
So we do not have a very firm grasp of this anointed of God.
但弟兄姊妹，当你留意到《生命记》十八章上头一些话。
However, if you pay attention to Deuteronomy chapter 18 in the first half of that chapter,
在新约的，特别是在使徒行传里头引用了好多次的。
These words have been referred to many times in the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts.
那就是摩西在那里说。
Which is where Moses was saying,
将来神要在你们弟兄当中兴起一个人啊。
In the future, God will rise up one brother among you.
凡是不听从他的话的。
If you do not obey him,
这人就从民众剪除。
You will be cast out from the people.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候摩西就宣告一件事了。
At that time, Moses was proclaiming one thing.
神说将来要兴起一个人 像摩西，但是不是摩西。
Scott said that he would rise up someone like Moses, but it is not Moses himself.
这个人比摩西大多了。
Because this person is greater than Moses.
怎么知道他比摩西大多呢？
How do you know that person is greater than Moses?
因为摩西是把律法从神那里接过来传给以色列。
Because Moses received the law and then he taught the Israelites.
在当时的以色列，律法是最高的权威。
At the time, the laws had the highest authority.
但是摩西在那里说，将来神兴起的那一个人啊。
However, Moses said that the one that God is going to raise up in the future.
如果你们听从律法。
If you obey the law,
而不听从他,
and you do not obey him,
那结果怎么样呢?
What would be the result?
也一样要从民中给剪除。
You will also be cut off from the people.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这一个神要兴起的那个人比律法更大。
So you see that the person that God is going to rise up is greater than the laws and has more authority.
在律法里上，你看到三种执事。
Under the law, there are three ministries.
祭司、先知、君王。
Priests, prophets, and kings.
这三种执事啊，就把那个受膏者的那一个内容的表达出来。
These three ministries manifest the content of being the anointed one of God.
但是等到有一天。
However, when you wait for one day,
神要兴起一个真正的是称为基督的，称为神的受膏者的出来。
God will rise up this person who is truly the anointed one and Christ.
他要把神的荣耀的旨意完全的实行并且成功。
He would execute and complete the glorious will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个是那个基督的那个真正的准确的那一个表达。
This is the accurate expression of Christ.
那现在保罗在这里就说了。
So Paul said here,
使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
那我认识这一位基督。
As to know this Christ.
认识他什么呢?
To know what about him?
认识他是神旨意，执行神的旨意，又成就神的旨意的。
To know that he is someone who executes and completes the will of God.
这个神的旨意里面就包括了最低限度，第一个恢复神的起初的心意。
So at a minimum, this will of God would include restoring the original intent of God.
同时也带进神起初的那个计划进入完成。
And also, it brought through the original condition to completion.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，我们的祖宗堕落了以后，神整个的计划固然是给打乱。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that because of our ancestors have fallen, the plan of God has been totally disrupted.
而神在人身上的那一个目的呢，也给拔掉了。
And the purpose of God in men has also been interrupted.
弟兄姊妹，当我们回头来再看神为什么造人的时候，
as we look back and reflect the purpose for which God created men,
你会很清楚地看到，
you will clearly see.
神在造人的时候非常明显地说出了两个目的。
When God made man, he had articulated two clear purposes.
这两个目的啊，其实是一个。
These two purposes were indeed one.
是一个目的的两面。
It's two aspects of one purpose.
一个是显明神的荣耀。
One is to manifest the glory of God.
另一面是显明神的权柄。
On the other hand is to manifest the authority of God.
造人的时候他的宣告是怎么说呢？照着我们的形象去造人。
So how did he proclaim this? He said, we make men and women in our image.
神的形象就是荣耀。
The image of God is glory.
我不详细在这方面来提这个，但是弟兄姊妹你晓得，神的形象就是荣耀。
I will not go into detail, but the image of God is glory.
不然的话，我们用物质的观念来领会这个呢，那就很完，很苦恼。
Otherwise, if we have to understand this from the materialistic viewpoint, then we're in trouble.
因为你用物质的观念去领会的话，神的形象就是那个样。我们现在那么许多弟兄姊妹们每一个都不同样。
Because if you realize, look at it from a physical viewpoint, then you know the image of God is like this, but the image of us, brothers and sisters, are different.
那究竟神的形象是怎样呢?
So then, what is the image of God?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
不是物质的观念,
it is not from the physical side, but it is a spiritual fact.
这个属灵的事实, 以西结书第一章就给我们答案。
So the answer is found in Ezekiel chapter 1.
神的形象就是荣耀。
The glory, the image of God is glory.
所以人是照着神的荣耀而被造的。
So man was created based on the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀而给造出来的。
Man was created based on the glory of God.
当然你也留意到。
Of course, you also know that.
当人被造的时候，神也宣告一件事。
When a man was created, God also proclaimed one thing.
神把一切他所造的都交给人去管理。
He gave the ruling of all things that he created to men.
这个就是权柄。
This is authority.
神的权柄。
Authority of God.
交托给被造的人去执行。
The authority of God was entrusted to the created man to, for execution.
弟兄说这个是神起初的造人的时候的目的。
This is the original intent for which God created men.
如果弟兄说你再留意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to another thing.
当人被造出来以后。
After man was created.
神头一句话，神头一件事情，神人说的是什么？
What was the first sentence that God uttered to man?
那你就知道了。
Then you know.
当人一被造出来，神就对他们说。
When man was created. God said to them, you have to multiply and fill the earth and rule over all things.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
不就是那个神的形象和权柄的那个彰显吗?
This is the manifestation of the glory and the power of God.
你要把神的那个形象有更多的扩充,
because you expanded the image of God.
你要把神的权柄更明显的来彰显,
because you more clearly manifested the authority of God.
但是我们的祖宗堕落的,
but when our ancestors fell, then everything were thrown away.
但是神在他恢复的旨意的里面, 他要把这一个事实恢复过来。
So in restoring the purpose of God, he has to restore this one fact.
谁能执行这一个呢?
And who can execute this?
在恢复这一件事情的上面,
in restoring this matter, you have to restore the normal condition of man and the normal position.
谁能做这个事情?
And who can do that?
怎么能把堕落的人挽回过来, 如同一个神起初创造的时候所要的人呢?
How can you turn back a fallen man and make them like the man that God originally created?
律法担不起这个责任。
It is a responsibility that cannot be fulfilled by the law. No one single person can fulfill this responsibility except for the Son of God. He came to the earth. He became the form of man. And he was crucified on the cross. And he resurrected from the dead. And God has set him as Christ and Lord. It is this Christ who restored the glorious purpose of God. And he also brought forth the conclusion of the plan of God. That is in the kingdom. That is not in the kingdom. It is only in the new heaven and the new earth.
他永远的计划向人解开的时候,
when man revealed his plan to man,
我们就认识到, 认识基督是何等重要的,
then we realized how important it is to know Christ.
现在保罗就说,
therefore Paul said,
我因着不再停留在律法里, 而因信去经历基督所做的, 我就有了条件去认识这一位基督。
I do not stop in the righteousness under the law, but based on faith, I get this, I get to know this Christ.
这个是这里所提出的一个大前提。
This is a pretext of this passage.
那接下去他就说到一些具体的问题。
Then he mentioned a few concrete factors.
他说晓得他复活的大能。
He said that to know the power of resurrection.
我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know him and know the power of his resurrection.
这个事情很重要。
Brothers, this is a very important thing.
基督之所以为基督，是因为他从死里复活。
Christ is Christ because he has been resurrected from the dead.
如果他不能从死里复活，他就不能是基督。
If he cannot be resurrected from the dead, he cannot be Christ.
提到这个事情的时候， 我也顺便和弟兄姊妹提一下。
As I mentioned this, I would want to mention something else.
许多时候我们传福音的时候，我们并没有传一个很准确的福音。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, we do not preach a very accurate gospel.
我们常常听见人说，你要相信主耶稣，主耶稣为你钉死在十字架上。
We always hear people say that you have to believe in the Lord Jesus because he has been put on the cross for you.
当然这个是事实。
Of course, that is true.
我们的主的确是钉死在十字架上。
Our Lord has been crucified on the cross.
但是如果我对你说，
However, if I say to you,
你要相信我，
you have to believe in me.
因为我要替你钉死在十字架上。
Because I will be crucified on the cross for you.
可以不可以呢？
Is it possible?
当然不可以。
Of course not.
为什么？
Why not?
如果你把我钉死在十字架上，
If you have crucified me on the cross,
我永远躺在尘埃里。
I will always be lying in the ashes.
跟任何一个人死掉了没有两样。
Then I'm just like anyone who is dead.
那有什么意义？
What is the meaning to that?
感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主他钉死在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
也埋葬在坟墓里。
And he was also buried in the grave.
但是结果呢？
But as a result,
他从死里复活。
He was resurrected from the dead.
哦，这一个复活的主。
This resurrection Christ
就带出了神整个恢复祭活的那个可能性。
He brought forth the possibility to restore the plan of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到那个复活的大能。
You pay attention to this power of his resurrection.
乃是说出这一位基督他是胜过死亡的权势的。
This illustrates the fact that this Christ has overcome the dominion of death.
他就是赏赐生命的。
He is also a giver of life.
因为他就是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of life.
而这个生命就是神自己的生命。
And this life is indeed the life of God.
我们这些人从信主那一刻，我们就接受了一个非常宝贵的那个位分。
Brothers and sisters, from the time we believe in the Lord, we have received a very precious position.
当然，就着我们的历史来说，我们永远是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Sure, from our history, we are forever a sinner saved by grace.
但是从神的恩典在我们身上显出来说呢？
But however, from the aspect that the grace of God is manifested in us, we're no longer sinners. We are in the household of God. We are sons of God.
弟兄姊妹，起初我们信主的时候，我们没有这个胆量承认我们是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, when we first believed, we did not have this attitude that we can boast that we're sons of God.
但感谢主，我们认识或者不认识没有改变，我们信主那一刻我们就成了神家里的人和神的儿子。
However, whether we can make that boasting or not, it does not change the fact that we, from the moment we believe, we are the son of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是复活的生命在我们里面所带出来的结果。
Because this is a result brought forth by the resurrection life.
而这个复活的生命所显出的那个能力是叫一切死亡的权势都了结的。
And this power that brought forth, that was brought forth by the resurrection life would conclude everything that is brought forth by life.
这样一切抵挡神的那个势力都要下去的。
So all these powers that are opposing to God would be kept low.
那因此神就可以把他起初的那个心思恢复在我们的身上。
Therefore, God can restore the original purpose of God.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
哥罗西书的时候，
As you read Colossians,
你就看到一件事情。
You see one thing.
他说基督是我们的生命。
He said that Christ is our life.
他显现在荣耀里的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When he is in glory, we will also be in glory with him.
这是什么样的结果呢？
What is this result?
是复活的大能所带来的结果。
This is the result brought forth by the power of the resurrection.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
就是保罗在那里说，我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
Therefore, Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
那因着这个复活的大能。
And because of this power of his resurrection,
就是没有任何的事物可以阻挡我进到神的荣耀的丰富里。
There is nothing else that can oppose me from entering into the abundance of his grace.
那因此他就非常坚决地来持定耶稣基督。
Therefore, he held very, very firm of this Christ.
但是还不停在这里。
But he did not stop here.
接下去他就说。
And then he said,
并
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And to know the being in the fellowship of his suffering.
这应该是第三个晓得了哈。
This is the third knowing.
是第一个认识基督，第二个晓得他复活了，当然那是第三个。第三个晓得了。
First knowing is knowing Christ, and the second is knowing the power of his resurrection, and the third one is the fellowship of his sufferings.
弟兄姊妹们，中文圣经在这里翻的并不太好。
The Chinese translation is not very good here.
因为和事实并不相符。
Because it is not, does not conform to facts.
弟兄姊妹，只要问一句话，你就知道了。
If you have, you only need to ask one question.
主钉十字架的时候，你在哪里？
When the Lord was crucified, where are you?
主在地上给人辱骂羞辱的时候，你在哪里？
When the Lord was insulted on this earth, where were you?
我们都根本还没有出生。
We have not been born yet.
你怎么和他一同受苦呢？
How could you have fellowship of his sufferings?
当主在那里喊我的神啊 我的神啊为什么离弃我的时候我们在哪里
When the Lord was crying My God, my God Why have you forsaken me Where were we
我们根本还不存在这个世上
We did not exist on this earth at the time
所以在这里中文的这个 翻译上面是有一点不太好
So the Chinese translation is a little problematic
那原来的意思是应该是怎么样呢
What is the original meaning?
也许读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹们就有这个优先了。
Maybe the people who are reading the English Bible
就有这个这个什么？就有这个优势了。
Have this advantage.
英文圣经到底怎么告诉我们
？What does the English Bible say?
那是叫我们交通于他的死。
It is the fellowship of his death.
对不对?
Is that true?
交通于他的死。
Being conformed to his death.
啊，对不起，受苦，交通于他的受苦。
Fellowship of his sufferings.
下边的那一句。
Fellowship of his sufferings.
弟兄姊妹，是主的受苦与我们发生交通。
Because of the sufferings of the Lord, he had fellowship with us.
弟兄姊妹，我用最简单的话来说。
As put it simply,
什么叫做交通?
What is fellowship?
一来一往就是交通。
You go back and forth, that's fellowship.
彼此有一点交换就是交通。
If we have any exchange, that is fellowship.
那是就用最浅的那个方词句来表达。
This is the simplest way you can put it in words.
当然了，也很够了。
But that is enough.
我们就问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
弟兄姊妹，你能把什么交给主？
What can you give to the Lord?
你有多少好处交给主？
What good things do you have to give to the Lord?
主因着他的受苦，他又能交通什么给我们？
And because of the sufferings of the Lord, what can he fellowship with us on?
弟兄姊妹，当你这地步碰到这一点的时候，你已经有答案了，不必再多的话语来去说诉说了。
And when you touch upon this point, you already have enough.
我们能交通给主的是我们的败坏。
What we can fellowship to the Lord is our corruptness, is our foolishness,
是我们的无知
and our ignorance,
是我们这对神的顶撞
and our opposing of God,
是我们的各种各样叫神过不去的犯罪的事实
and all these facts that we have sinned and fallen short.
这就是我们能交通给主的
This is what we can fellowship to give to the Lord.
在主的受苦的这一件事上面来说。
Regarding the fellowship of his suffering.
你问主为什么要受苦？
And you ask, why would the Lord have to suffer?
你就看到了吗？
You can see.
他背负了我们一切的重担。
He has carried all of our heavy burdens.
连我们的罪都担了过去。
Because he has been carrying all our burdens and sins.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
背负世人的罪孽的。
Who has carried the sins of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你我都是世人。
You and I are men in the world.
我们能给主的就是罪孽。
What we can give to the Lord are just sins.
感谢主，他就接过来。
Thank the Lord that He has received those.
他就为着我们所有的缺欠而受了许多的苦。
Because of all our falling short, He has suffered much.
并且苦到一个地步，死在十字架上。
He suffered so much that He died on the cross.
那我们从主那边接过来的呢？
What can we receive from Him?
弟兄姊妹，你细细的去算一算。
You count yourself.
太多了。
Too many things.
得救了。
Salvation.
进入生命的丰富了，
entering into the abundant life，
活在指望中了，
abide in hope，
生活上随时的帮助了，
he is your timely help in your life。
那一天他的荣耀里显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里了。
On that day when he appears in glory， we will appear in glory with him。These are all words of the Lord. Is there too many things?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that.
什么叫做交通在他的受苦？
The meaning of the fellowship of his sufferings.
交通在他的受苦，乃是他背负我们一切的重担。
To have a fellowship in his sufferings is for him to carry all of our heavy burdens.
释放我们进入他的荣耀和丰富。
And to liberate us to get into his abundance.
并且他就成了我们一切的负责。
And he becomes everything that we are becomes his responsibility.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的事实。
This is a spiritual reality.
你不必去分析。
You don't need to analyze.
这个事情是怎么怎么样。
That how it occurred.
你只要去经历这个是什么什么
一回事。You only need to experience what it is.
为了弟兄姊妹清楚一点，我说说我家里头最近发生的两件事。
To illustrate this, I will tell you two things that happened in my family.
弟兄姊妹们，你原谅我说自己的事。
Please forgive me for mentioning our personal matters.
因为这件事情，你除了说是主负我们的责任以外，你没办法找到第二个解释。
Because for these things, unless you say that we have become the Lord's responsibility, there is no other explanation.
那是巧合。偶然消信。
You may say that this is a coincidence or something else.
你不管人家怎么说。
No matter how other people say.
你了解他那个情形，你就不能不说我们的主的确是负他所买赎的人的责任。
But once you understand the true conditions, then you would say that he is really responsible to people who he has saved.
因为他是把他的受苦交通给我们。
Because there is this fellowship of his sufferings.
前年我跟我姊妹到新加坡去参加东南亚特会。
The year before last, my wife and I went to the special conference in Singapore.
当然就路经香港去了。
We passed by Hong Kong.
香港那个时候刚好是那个沙士到尾声，已经算是过去了吧，但是那个阴影还在。
This is at the conclusion of SARS, but the people are still living under the shadows of SARS.
那么我们在香港去的时候停留一下，回来经过香港又停留一下。
So when we passed by Hong Kong on our way to Singapore, we stopped for a few days, and then on our way back, we stopped for a few days. And then we returned to the U.S. After a few days after our return,
我姊妹就有点发烧。
My wife had a fever.
那么我们以为是普通的感冒。
We thought this may be a common cold.
那么就吃那个 Tylenol 就来对付它了。
So she ate, she had a Tylenol.
当你吃的时候，那个热度就下去。
Well, when she took Tylenol, her fever decreased.
你停止的时候，那个热度就冒上来。
But when she stopped taking Tylenol, the fever came back.
两三天都是这样。
This has happened for 2-3 days.
我们就觉得。
So we felt.
也许有点特殊。
Maybe this is something unusual.
还是去看看医生吧。
So we should go see the doctor.
就打电话到医生那边去。
So we called the doctor's office.
医生说现在医生忙得不得了。
They say that they're very busy.
最快要三个礼拜以后。
They have an appointment in 3 weeks.
三个礼拜以后不看，如果要好就好过来。
In 3 weeks, if she's going to get better, she would get better.
不好也就不知道什么结果了。
If she wouldn't get better, we wouldn't know what the result would be.
那所以他说没时间，你也没有办法。
Because they said they did not have an appointment.
仅仅是一点那个热度，也并不是什么很严重的事情。
But it was only a little fever, and it was nothing serious.
但是接下来我们就觉得还是想办法看看医生吧。
But after a while, we still felt that we should go see a doctor.
但是医生不看你，你有什么办法？
But the doctor wouldn't want to see you, so you have no, nothing to do. And then suddenly it occurred to me.
第二天我有一个 appointment.
The second day, I had a doctor's appointment.
是三个多月以前已经就做好
了。And I made this appointment over 3 months ago.
是同一个医生。
It was the same doctor.
我马上就挂电话过去。
So we called the doctor.
我说医生，我能不能他用我的 appointment?
I said, can my wife use my appointment?
他说可以。
They said yes.
所以第二天我们就去了，还多挨了一天。
So the second day we went to the doctor's office.
那么进到医生诊所里头去。
So we went to the clinic.
医生就跟我姊妹谈了几句话。
The doctor spoke to my wife a little.
然后就问她说。
And then he asked her.
今天礼拜几啊？
What day is today?
我姊妹怎么都说不出来。
My wife could not remember that.
那医生就转过来问我。
So the doctor turned around to ask me. 你马上送她
去医院可以不可以？
Can you take her to the hospital right away?
我说可以啊，但是那个手术不能马上就办嘛。
But I said, yeah, sure, but I don't know what the procedure is.
那医生就说，我们这边给他们办手术，你到那边立刻就入病房。
So the doctor said, I would take care of all the procedures, and you take her right away to the hospital.
细节我不说了。
I won't go into the details.
反正起初他就当她是沙士。
Originally, they thought she had SARS.
我们去看她的时候，我们都要穿上那些防护衣。
We have to have special garments when we go to the doctors.
检查检查。
And they have to go through many inspections.
结果就说不是 SARS.
But finally, they said it is not SARS.
不过比 SARS 还要严重。
Because it's worse than SARS.
他也不说是什么。
They wouldn't tell us what it is.
他就是这样，我姊妹就在医院里面过了七天。
So my wife spent 7 days in a hospital.
然后就回家。
And then she went home.
过几天就到医生诊所那边去再去复诊。
After a few days, she went back to the doctor's again.
那当我姊妹走进去的时候，
As my wife entered into the clinic,
那个医生就笑笑说，
The doctor smiled and said,
他说我真是快乐，看见你活着走进来。
I'm truly happy to see you walking in alive.
但是我们还不知道是什么回事。
At that time, we still didn't know what's happening.
究竟是什么事呢？
What actually happened?
那个时候医生才告诉我们。
And then the doctor told us.
原来是那个大肠杆菌跑到血里边去。
It was some virus, E. coli, that got into her blood.
这个很快就可以要人的命的呢。
This could take people's life very quickly.
那么，所以那时候我想不说细节了，特别要对姊妹们说，你们旅行的时候不要一定等到回酒店才上厕所。
I won't go into the details, but just don't just go to use the bathroom in your hotel.
这样很容易就弄到膀胱炎，膀胱炎也有伤口，那个大肠杆菌就找到入口，跑到血里面。
Otherwise, you have a bladder infection, and then E. coli will get into your intestines.
这是题外话。
This is something out in tonight's topic. But what I want to say is,
怎么那么巧？我隔天就有我一个 appointment 在那里。
How could it be by coincidence that I had an appointment the next day?
3个月前，我们什么都不知道。
3 months ago, we did not know anything.
但是我们不知道，不等于主不知道。
But just because we did not know, does not mean that God, the Lord, did not know.
他负我们的责任。
He was responsible for us.
我们还没有到时间回去见他，他就给我们料理各种各样的事。
Because it wasn't time yet for us to see him, so he took care of everything.
3个月前就做这个安排。
He made this arrangement 3 months ago.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
但我们真看到什么叫做交通与他的受苦的那个结果。
But we truly see the result of the fellowship of his sufferings.
我们就不能不说我们的主是何等的宝贝。
Then we have to say that our Lord is indeed so precious.
还有一个事情，虽然时间已经不多了，我还要说，但底下还有一些话。
There's one more thing.
另外一件事是发生在我身上。
Another thing that happened to me.
去年八月我去意大利跟那边的弟兄们有点交通服饰。
August of last year, I went to Italy to have some fellowship with the brothers there.
那么从旧金山就飞到伦敦转机去罗马。
So I flew from San Francisco to London and then to transfer to Rome.
清早就到了伦敦。
I arrived in London in early morning.
但是要到10点多钟才有飞机到罗马。
But then it's only until 10 a.m. that I have a flight to Rome.
那我在候机室的里边坐了。
So I would sit in the transit area.
后来我要到洗手间一下。
And then I need to go to the bathroom.
那我就去了。
And then I went.
我嫌我挂着那一个包包太麻烦，我就顺便把它脱下来就搁在 那个洗手间里面。
So because I have this belt filled with money, so it's inconvenient. And so I took the belt down and left it in the bathroom.
Yeah, 等等我离开洗手间的时候，我完全把它忘掉了。
When I left the bathroom, I totally forgot about the belt.
我还要冒白的回到候机室那里，在那里看书。
So I went back to the transit area and started to read my books.
大概不到十分钟。
Within 10 minutes.
我就看见一个飞机场的警卫啊，是女的。他就朝着我走来。
It was a female security guard walking toward me.
走到相当距离的时候。
When she reached a certain distance.
他就喊了我一声。
She called out.
Mr. Wang?
王先生。
我很自然就回答说 ,Yes.
所以我说是啊。
但是我就纳闷了。
And then it dawned on me.
他怎么知道我是王先生？
How would she know that I'm Mr. Wong?
我也不认识他，他是飞机场警卫啊。
I did not know her. She's a security guard. It's a British woman security guard.
等我还没想得过来的时候。
Before my mind started to turn.
他进来的时候是两个手是放在后面。
Her hands were at the back.
他就 ，Is this yours?
这是你的吗？
我说 thank you, thank you, thank you.
这是谢谢你。
弟兄姊妹们，虽然好像是一个小事，不是小事。
Brothers and sisters, even though it looked like it's a small matter, it is not a small matter.
因为那个包包里面我的护照在哪里？
Because in my belt, I had my passport.
我的贷款在哪里？
My cash.
我的飞机票在哪里？
My air ticket.
我的信用卡在哪里？
My credit cards.
那如果这一个不在我手上的话，等到十点钟飞机要去的时候。那我就不知道该怎么样了。
If these were not in my hands when the flight took off at 10 a.m., I wouldn't know what to do.
你上哪里去找呢？
Where are you going to look for these things?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，你里面有这样的东西。
Brothers and sisters, you know that there's something inside.
如果是有人捡到
，If somebody picked it up，
那个后果是怎样？我们也能知道。
We can know what the results are.
尤其是听说在欧洲那一边呢，美国护照是最值钱的。
Especially, I heard that U.S. passports are worth a lot in Europe.
但是不到十分钟，那是一个警卫来送还给我。
But it was less than 10 minutes. It's a security guard who gave
that to me. 当然，他看飞机票知道我坐哪一班飞机，他就来到那个候机室来找我。
Of course, she could tell from my air ticket that which transit area I would be in.
这好像也应该是感谢911这个事情。
I should also thank the 9/11 incident.
No, that's 9/11.
Yeah, September
11.
911.
Oh, 911. 因为那有911了，飞机场的那个检查就非常的严密啊。
Therefore, the security was very tight in the airport.
也许有人发觉那个包包。
Maybe other people discovered that.
他们以为是炸弹也说不定。
Maybe they thought these were bombs.
马上去报告警卫，这是我猜的。
So maybe they thought they would contact the security guard.
上警卫就来一看，哦，是原来不是炸弹，是某某人丢掉的东西。
So the security guard opened it up and thought it was not a bomb, but other things.
弟兄姊妹，这好像是小事。
Brothers and sisters, this seemed like a trivial thing.
但是你回头一想。
But if you turn back and think.
怎么可能会发生这样的事？
How could something like this happen?
你只能说主负我们的责任。
You could only say that the Lord was responsible for us.
你一次和他连接起来。
Once you are in union with him.
他就担起我们的那个责任。
Then he starts to bear responsibility for you.
为什么会担起我们的责任？
Why would he bear responsibility for us?
他的死交通给我们。
Because he has, we have this fellowship with his
sufferings. 交通给我们。
We have this fellowship of his suffering.
我们是在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
我快快把底下的交通完。
Let me conclude quickly.
那再接下去。
Continuing on.
他就说，那现在就把我们效法他的死。
Being conformed to his death.
当然也不能效法了。
Of course, you cannot be conformed.
你怎么能效法主的死呢？
How can you be conformed to his death?
谁都不能效法主的死。
No one could have conformed to his death.
我们凭什么效法主的死呢？
On what basis could we have been conformed to his death?
所以在原来的意思乃是我们比较少说这个话。我们常常说磨成神儿子的样式。不过这里是磨成他的死。
We have said it earlier elsewhere, but here it's basically just to be conformed to his son, but conformed to his death.
这个过程他的死也就是叫我们联合到他的死了里面。
Basically, we have to be in union with his death.
但是我们联合到他的死的里头不能停，不会停在哪里的。
But when we're in union to his death, we cannot remain there.
因为进入主的死也就一定接受主的主的复活的。
Because when you enter into his death, you also enter into his resurrection.
我简单的在这里提这个的。
So I'll just mention it in passing.
那的确是把我们磨成神的儿子的那一个样式是这样过来的。神的儿子把他的死连接到我们这边，叫我们死。
So to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, it has to go through this process so that we can be in union to his death.
当然这也是已经是另外的一个属灵的功课了。
But this is a different spiritual homework.
但是你在经历上面，你怎么能给磨成神儿子的样式呢？
But however, in experientially, how can you be conformed to the image of the Son?
你是一个有一个死的基础在哪里？
It has to be based on the foundation of
death. 你没有经历那个死，你就没有办法能活。
If you have not experienced death, you cannot have experienced life.
因为从上文你就看到。
Because from the words afterwards,
上文就是说，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Because it says, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
磨成死就是为了要叫我们从死里复活。
To be conformed to the image of death is to be resurrected from the dead.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他儿子的所作完全解决我们在神面前所有的属灵的难处。
What his son has done has concluded all the problems we have spiritually.
但是这个地方中文圣经翻译又有点麻烦了。
However, the Chinese translation is a little problematic.
我不是叫弟兄姊妹轻看中文这个翻译，不过有好几个很麻烦的地方。不过所有翻译的圣经，包括什么文，除了你懂原文，都是会有一点点。
I'm not putting down the Chinese translation unless you're reading the original language. All translations are problematic in a certain way. What is the problematic part? It is.
那这个一直要接着上文来的啊。
You have to look at the context.
这是神的儿子。他认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死啊，这样就叫我可以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
糟糕的是什么呢？
What is the bad part?
中文的翻译说，你或者就可以从死里复活。
Because the Chinese part, Chinese translation in the beginning of verse 11 says, maybe you may attain to this resurrection from the dead.
从前我给他搞得我好苦恼。
Earlier, I was troubled by this translation.
哎呦，经历那么许多，还没有把握。
You have experienced much and you still have no assurance?
只是或者而已。
It's a may.
而等到见主的时候，主说，你不行。
And when you go see the Lord, and the Lord said, you don't qualify.
连机会都没有了。
You don't even have any future opportunities.
因为你要有机会，一定在见主以前。
If you want all other opportunities, they only occur before the day you see the Lord.
在见主以前，那个这里就告诉你的是，你或者可以得到。
Because it says that before you see the Lord, you may attain.
这里是有麻烦。
This is problematic.
但弟兄姊妹，你看到原来的意思，你哎呀，你就感谢主。
But if you see the original meaning, then you would thank the Lord.
哪里没有或者的意思？
In there, it does not have the meaning of may.
哪里是指出一个事实？
There, it illustrates one fact.
就是这样。
So it is therefore.
什么这样呢？
What is it?
上边所说的那些。
All the things that were mentioned earlier.
你就可以活过来了，在死人当中。
Therefore, you can attain to the resurrection from the dead.
你再留意一件事情。
If you pay attention to another thing.
这个你读英文圣经，你都读到出来的。
If you can get that from the English translation.
现在是说现在是的。
It is in the present tense.
说现在的事。
It is talking about what is happening now.
我们常常就把，因为当那个或者，再加上我们观念里边一提到死里复那个死人复活，那就想到主回来的时候那个事情。
Because it says may, and then in our concept, when we talk about resurrection from the dead, we're talking about when the Lord returns.
结果我们就苦恼了，苦恼了。
Then we're troubled.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
不是这样。
It is indeed not so.
主说，当我们去认识基督，你就晓得整个事情都是我们的主已经做成的，已经做好的。
As you start to know our Lord, then you know that all these things have already been accomplished by Him.
我们就去想，在信心里头去享用主所做成的就是。
So by faith, we enjoy the fact that he has already accomplished it all.
当我们这样享用主的时候，
As we enjoy this fact,
就引出一个结果。
We bring forth one fact.
不可能不以基督耶稣为至宝。
You cannot afford not to treat the Lord Jesus as surpassing value.
你不可能再去争夺人间的虚名长。
You cannot care much about the vanities of life.
你也就再也不会去追求地上的那个要过去的那一种的荣耀也好，财富也好，名声也好，你都不放在心上了。
And you will not pursue after the glory and reputation and riches of this earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为保罗这一个交通固然是解决当时腓立比的难处。
Even though Paul tried to solve the difficulties of the church in Philippi,
他也是在那里交通出一个属灵的原则的事实。
But he's also illustrating a reality in the spiritual sense.
而这一个不是单单是保罗一个人的经历。
This is not only the experience of Paul alone.
是我们每一个神的儿子都可以进入的经历。
This is an experience of every single child of God can experience.
也必须要进入的经历。
And this is something we have to experience.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们巴不得我们的主用着保罗当日交通给腓立比的那些话，今天也给我们蒙一点光照。
We truly desire to enlighten us with the teaching of Paul to the Philippians at that time.
也赏赐我们有足够的信心去取用我们的主所已经做成功的。
And grant us sufficient faith to take hold of what he has already accomplished.
我们不是在说求主为我做这个做那个做那个。
We're not asking the Lord to do this and that and everything.
我们是想仰望主，主啊，给我一个明亮的信心，去享用你已经为我们做成的这一切。
Instead, we're asking the Lord to give us a clear faith to enjoy all the things that he has already accomplished for us.
但是主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
时间已经过了一些了。
Our time has passed a little.
我们就只好停在这里。
We stop here.
我们祷告一下。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿那赐人智慧和启示的灵把我们带进你话语的光中。
Lord, we ask that the one who gives us the spirit of revelation and knowledge grant us into, get us into your light.
让我们里面的眼睛是明亮过来。
So that our eyes of the inner heart can be enlightened.
看见你所为我们做成的一切的事。
So that we can truly see that what you have accomplished for us.
吸引我们不再在你以外有任何的追求和爱慕。
Capture us so that we have no other likings outside of you.
让我们认定你是我们唯一的至宝。
So we truly determine that you are of surpassing value.
主啊，我们仰望在你手里。
Lord, we look upon you.
但愿你给我们有一个非常非常渴慕要得着的心，如同保罗一样。
May you grant us this heart of desire after you, just like you have given Paul.
让我们脱离你以外一切人事物的捆绑和限制。
So that we can forsake the bondage created by men outside of you.
让我们可以欢然地行走在合你心意的路上。
So that we can rejoice in walking in the path that is pleasing to you.
直到见你的面。
Until the day when we see your face.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.